Hey everybody, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I am your host, Chest, aka Chest. With whom else am I speaking this evening?
I'm Cole.
And I'm Ben.
It feels like, again, like it's been a while. I feel like we do this all the time. It'll be like weeks, and it just kind of organically we'll have stuff come up. We'll just won't record for a while. But it's always nice when the cameras come on.
It really is. I was just thinking that. It really is.
We missed 2 weeks in a row, at least, if not three. So,
Two. Yeah. Two.
I honestly was a bit worried if I was going to make it tonight because we had a 14-hour, without any stops, drive to make between 2 days to get back from Dubuque. Because that's, I already told you all that, but that's where we were. And I was like, if it's anything like the drive out here, I don't know how this is going to go, but we made great time because I forced my children to sit in the car. Zero bathroom breaks, diapers on everyone, including me and my wife. Just all the way.
Nice. I mean, 14 hours, no stops. That's kind of your only option, right?
Yep. That was it. Between 2 days, we somehow only...
One tank of gas. Let's go.
One tank of gas and 14 hours later and we're broke down the side of the road. Yep. Man. But we made it back.
That's still a long trip. That's long.
It was a long trip. We made good time the other day. We made it back at like 5 o'clock. So plenty of time to eat dinner and get the kids in bed and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Nice.
What about you guys? How you been? Nice.
You know, things have been steady.
So nothing
on my end.
No
nothing.
Change.
I mean, there's probably a lot of stories when I actually think about it, but I didn't prep anything for that. So maybe I will next week. We'll see.
So nothing like spiked in your memory is what you're saying.
No, nothing spiked.
Yep, just steady as she goes.
Steady.
I don't know that song.
I don't either.
It's okay. Ooh, keep going.
I know the last part, the last quote there. Pink Panther.
We're gonna get sued.
Well, not since you threw that in there. Now it's broken up. They won't ever know that.
That's a new version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is
it's a parody.
It's a cover, a parody. Yeah. We're all good.
Cover parody.
We're gonna get sued. We're gonna get the pants sued off of us. But anyway. Ben, anything so for good. You?
So good. Well, you know what, Chess? I'm glad you asked. Yes. I'm actually pretty excited. I'm really excited, actually, and rather nervous as well. Now, did I share already on the podcast about how I told the whole management team at Compass Credit Union that I beatbox?
Yes, you did.
I believe so.
So I did that, and they're like, oh, cool, yeah, send us something. And I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to send you something, but I don't really expect anything here. And I sent it to them. I sent it to a lot of them, actually, pretty much all of them. So they were on a conference, being a couple of the executives and the CEO, and they all listened to it together, and they loved it.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't. They reported back to me. They're like, that was awesome. And I was just like, really? And they were like, yeah, man. I was like, cool. Anyways, fast forward, and all of a sudden... So Compass Credit Union is going to have a little spot at the Gerber Baby Food Festival here in Fremont, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And so we're on Main Street. We're going to have this little portion, everything. And they asked me to bring all my beatboxing stuff there.
Whoa. So
we're going to have a little game for the kids. We're going to have a table with candy and brochures. And then I'm going to be set up with two speakers and I'm going to be making some noise. Mm.
I hope I see some recordings of this.
Is this a live thing for you?
Yeah, this will be the first time I've done something like this. So I will be practicing.
Sure.
That's the part I'm nervous about because I've never done, all of my recording has been methodical and I have a lot of time to do it and I don't have people in front of me staring at me. And so what I have to practice is to be able to quickly put things together and put together. I'm not going to be just like beatboxing for 3 hours. That'd be insane. But I want to like periodically do stuff.
That'd be crazy. So will you practice the ability to think on your feet is what you're saying? You won't have like a set playlist, so to speak, you're going to do.
A little both, actually. So one of my fun ideas is whenever, because it's a kids event, so kids will come up and I'll ask them like what their name is, and then I'll make them a little song with their name in it. So kind of Timothy. The concept of what I've already been doing with some other theme songs, and I've made like theme songs for Anthony, Roy, and Nona. So like mm-hmm. I have that going through my head. I just need to practice. Like I'm just gonna have somebody throw a name at me, and then I'm just gonna like. I'm actually going to go outside and do this too in our backyard. So
pretty excited.
That's fun, man. I hope you get some, like, you know, some easy ones like Finna. That'd be nice. Just someone says their name's Finna or, Jorin. That would, you know, thing, you know, just accessible names that you've already covered in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, man. Me too.
I had a whole like side like
segue.
Dumb... No, it wasn't. It was not a segue. I had a whole nother really dumb like thread that I was gonna go down, and then I was like, no, this is gonna end with them making fun of me and asking why I'm calling children. So I just played out. I played it out in my head what you were already gonna make fun of me about, and I was like, it's just not worth it.
Oh, so, but it'd have been so good.
Yeah, what a waste.
Fine, I was gonna say I'm gonna call the kids in Fremont that I know, and then you guys are gonna say, why are you calling a bunch of kids? See, I knew it. See, I was thinking one step ahead.
And we still didn't even say anything.
Nope, yeah. You still didn't, but you did
it's
laugh.
All you, man.
So, yeah, I did.
Sometimes silence is the best option for us. Because you just love to dig your own hole.
You know, I do. I'm very good at just digging a grave. Speaking of graves, they're coming tomorrow. How about that? I forgot about that. There's a little news. Graves are coming to visit tomorrow. John and his family.
I missed that. Okay.
Speaking of a segue, a roundabout segue.
That is fun. Yeah,
they're down in South Carolina visiting family, and they're going to pass up here and do an old.
Love that. It
was the only whistles I had. So
love each of those things. Yeah.
But I got to clean the barn up because there was a bunch of dead bugs in it. So, John, if you're listening to this on Monday after you've left, know that I swept a bunch of dead bugs for you. Mm-hmm.
And John, if you've listened to this after you've left, I hope you had a great time. Just hope it was a good time to connect. And
amen.
Hope there weren't any dead bugs that he didn't sweep up. You have to let me know what you ate. What were some things that Chess said that were not funny? It might probably be easier.
List. There you go.
Tell me what he said that was funny.
Shorter list. Yep.
Yeah. And then that's it. Thanks, John.
Yep.
Yeah, John, I don't know if you're going to hear this after you leave. I'm sorry to say, I don't remember what your face looks like. So. Anyway, shoot me a text with that picture and I'll get back to you on that.
You have his number, but you don't remember his face.
I don't even know if I have his number.
For anybody that wants his number, it's 555-213-7755. There you go.
Okay.
Johnny boy.
That's what I have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so speaking of Finna, we have an...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's... We're on a roll tonight. Oh, wait, no. I did have something crazy happen. I do have to say this. on the drive home today, we're literally, you know how the thing, they say the thing about like the most accidents happen within a mile of your house. True. Felt like that today because we drove 7 hours, Dayton, Ohio to Greensboro. And we got to Winston-Salem, which is like 45 minutes away from Greensboro. And I literally was on the highway thinking, man, we're in the home stretch. Ugh, I can like turn off the GPS, blah, blah, blah. And I look and in front of me on the highway, I see a tire fly off of a car and like spin, going crazy, like spinning in the air, rolling. And the car literally obviously tilts on its side and like goes off the highway. It was safe. Turned on its hazards. I was probably like 30 yards behind it in the same lane. I was kind of worried. But they successfully like went off the side of the road. It was right at a big, big grassy median between two, like an on ramp and an exit ramp and the highway. But I was like kind of freaking out because we were not that far away from this car and it like the tire just flung off. It's literally like someone punched the opposite side of the car and the tire just pew, like popped off. Wow. Out of nowhere. It was pretty bizarre. Thankfully they stopped safely. They turned on their hazards and it seemed like everybody was fine, but whew, man,
that's wild.
It was crazy.
When stuff like that happens, you just realize, oh, maybe you don't. For me, I'm just on autopilot in a car because as soon as something different happens, you're just like, whoa, it's just like,
yeah, you put your hands back on the steering wheel, you stop texting and you're like, right, what am I doing?
Right. Put your drink down and
you put that beer away and oh gosh. No, that's a really good point. Like
it's wild.
Yeah. Cause y'all definitely had the thing happen where you just like get in the car and then you look up and you're at work. And you've been like just thinking about something else and you just have autopilot, like drove to work or wherever. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like McDonald's, the grocery store, Fairway, wherever you want to go.
Yep.
Menards. The bank. Menards. Yeah.
AutoZone. Goodwill. Meijer. Walmart. Taco Bell.
Sam's Club.
Like when you drive to these places.
Yep. Just autopilot.
JC.
All the way. Yeah. Shoot.
Universal Studios.
Yep. The Apple
Store. Legoland, California. Like when you drive to these places. Like these
PJ's
are just
Burgers
examples.
In Wilmington.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Still the best burger I've ever had.
Same.
This is why it's on autopilot.
That's not a joke. I still love that place. And I drive there every other weekend.
You don't tell me that you drive.
Well, I don't realize it because I'm on autopilot, Chess.
You just wake up and you're like, ah, crap. I was supposed to be somewhere, but now I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Autopilot.
Where was I? Oh, I was going to Myers and I went to PB's at Wilmington, North Carolina again. It's crazy. Yeah. Your gas is probably crazy expensive.
I don't actually want to eat there ever again.
Yeah, because
you
don't want to ruin the memory. Yeah, it might.
Right. Mm-mm. Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I would do Cookout again in a heartbeat, but not the burger place.
That's a good call because Cookout is honestly is cheap. Good, but it's cheap good. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So it's like you know what you're going to get into. Super cheap. Your combos are crazy. They've got like 6 million milkshake flavors. So that's the great place to replicate for sure. Mm-hmm. That's also the 2 a.m. food. So it's like why you have to eat it because it's the only thing open if you're really hungry.
We're going to have to reel that time back. I don't do 2 a.m. food runs anymore.
Yeah, they're hard to find those.
Maybe
those
like
times.
A 9:30 run to Cookout.
Well, if you're in Dubuque, it might still be the only thing open.
Get home by 10, maybe, if that's fine.
Me, Felbin, and Christopher R. were trying to find a place that was open past 10. So, you know, we did find it, but it was hard. It was one spot that was open past 10 o'clock.
Taco Bell.
That had beverages is the problem. We needed a place with beverages.
of course.
Lena's Lounge. The Thai Lena's place has a lounge now. It is literally like take a warehouse space and just put a bar in the middle of it and then hang up a bunch of flags, put a kid's claw machine, a pool table with a cover over it that you put on like a massive game of Jenga. So you don't play pool on it. And then a bunch of like bar food and that's it. There's no aesthetic. Oh, and all the furniture looks like 80s padded diner, like seating. Like just that linoleum seating. That's what it is. There's zero aesthetic to this bar, but it delivers. They had like a million drinks. So it
sounds like my kind of place. You're really selling it honestly, for me.
It's I would go there again in a heartbeat. They had like a million options. The visual is terrible, but it was great.
Stunning.
Yeah, it was hilarious because we're sitting there, me and Philbin and Christopher are, and we're like, this place has no vibe at all. It's just this weird dead vibe. But you really, I would totally bring someone back here because it's just great to sit and talk. And that's it. That's all you do. It's unpretentious. And we had a good time. Despite
a new episode of Unpretentious.
Will Lena's Lounge deliver or will it fail and be pretentious? Time will tell.
I'd watch that.
Speaking of all new episodes, and I'm not going to transition into Fena. So my wife and I were currently going through Arrow in season 2. Really? And we had started season 1 a long time ago, and we're like, you know what, let's pick it up again. One's good. Season 2, a little bumpy. So like sometimes we like to have serious and comedy going at the same time. Not just for the both genres, but also for the 40-minute serious and then like 20-minute funny. So we restarted Office.
Oh man.
So yes, it is. So so funny.
Dude, The Office is just classic.
It's just perfect. It's just so good.
I think Office, it's a generational thing. Like I'll give the caveat that there's probably Gen Zers who are like, what's the point of this show? But I don't know. Maybe they love it. I don't know what Gen Z is all about, so I have no idea. But for our day and age, yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Rewatch. Yeah. I think my parents have rewatched it like 4 times. Not even going to lie. They've rewatched it more than me. My mom got hooked on it for Jim and Pam's little romance, and then they rewatch it all the time.
Yeah, we just finished the basketball episode.
Stanley, of course.
Beautiful.
Yeah. What was that supposed to mean?
Ben, did you know who the anime character on Dwight's shirt was in that episode?
I didn't even notice.
Oh, okay. I still don't know who it is, but he does have an anime character on there.
I think it's generic anime is what it's supposed to be.
It might be.
It's literally just like, Dwight's a nerd, let's put an anime character on his shirt, and that's it.
Do you want to know how many times I've gone through The Office?
12.
I was gonna say 8.
I actually have no idea, but I watch it once a year. I go through the whole show once a year.
Since it ended?
Since I started watching.
We could do the math on that.
Okay. And do the math. I don't want to. It's a lot. Maybe 12 is right.
Yeah. When did it end?
2013.
It ended before I got married, for sure. What year did the
I think it's 2013.
End. Question mark. Oh, May 16th of 2013. Look at that.
Nice.
So if you've done it every year since it ended, you're coming up on 10 years.
I did it every year. It was on in syndication too.
Yeah.
Since season 1?
No, sorry. I started in season 4. when I was actually watching it on the television.
Oh, what? Weird. Yeah. Is this the Simpsons or something?
I know.
That's so long ago.
What is that?
Anyway, 20 minutes into our episode, we should probably talk about Finna. But this has been a good introduction.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
However, I'm actually excited to talk about Finna tonight because we made some predictions last time. Mm-hmm. We got results, actually, from our predictions. Mm-hmm. So do y'all remember what our predictions were? Just the pop quiz? With the hand, Ben. Not Cole. Ben.
Oh, we both raised our hand.
Cole, I'm very proud of you both.
I've been doing a lot more talking. You can go.
Cole first then.
So I remember my prediction. I don't remember anybody else's. This episode 8 was, or I thought episode 8 would be the episode that our character, whoever it was, whether it was, you know, the big guy or Shiitan, would be sacrificed for the story. We would lose our first goblin in some sort of self-sacrificing way. I think I remember saying it was the swordsman that was coming to get him, Kay.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to come and kill him. That is an incorrect assumption. I was wrong. Yeah. Chess, I remember him saying I was giving the show too much credit with my prediction. Mm-hmm. And he was right. They did not do that. So I'm a little sad. Although I thought it was going that direction. At the beginning of episode 7, they really focused on Makaba. Like when he was really contemplating going after Finna and them. I'm like, this is his episode. He's going to die now. Yep. He didn't though. So, spoilers.
He still had a good episode though.
He had a good speech to Shiitan. A rallying speech.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And that's all I really remember about him.
Well, much like the preteens at the 4th of July party I was at, he was only allowed a smoke bomb, not actually anything powerful. Mm. So he threw a smoke grenade. Ben, your hand was first, but you're going second. What do you remember of our predictions?
Yeah, so I remember, so Jess is going to get a lot of praise here. I remember that I guess that they were not going to right away go after Yukimaru, that they were going to go back, do some thinking, or I don't know how I said it exactly, but then they would go after him. I was wrong. Chest had predicted that they would go after him right away. Is that right?
I did. I said they would either turn around right at the beginning of the episode, or they would go a slight bit into the ocean and then turn around, and they kind of did a mixture of both. It was right at the beginning of the episode, but they were clearly like, they were not sitting still in their boat. They were in their boat cruising away, but literally the first like 2 minutes of the episode is them like, we gotta go after Finna, and then they all show up and they're like, we all thought the same thing, and they're like, well, we won't fit in this little boat, so we might as well take the big boat. That was it. So I did get that right. I got a prediction halfway right. So another prediction I had was that they would not kill a main character, but that they would kill an expendable-ish character.
That's right. You just wanted some death.
Yep. Yes. Like the Pirate Queen. I did not anticipate them killing her immediately in episode 7, though. I was thinking it'd be like 9, 10. So I was thinking she'd be a much later death, but sure enough, that was who they just chose. Well, so far as we know, I don't think she's actually dead. However, they did blow up her boat saying we killed her and her crew. So they went that route of like, we're not going to kill a main character, but we're going to at least try to make you believe we killed a big bad side character. Which is what I felt like the show would do. So, still didn't get it right, but that was the vibe that I was trying to aim for. So, close enough. It was like the, what's the ring right outside the bullseye that's like 20 points on a dartboard? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know the name, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was like two rings removed from that one. So like the 5 points. That's what it was. Yeah. Hmm.
Does each number space have its own name?
No, I don't think so. Oh. Yeah, it goes bullseye, close to bullseye, almost close to bullseye, far away from bullseye, off the board.
Gotcha. I thought you were like bullseye, heifer's eye, cat heifers. Eye. Heifer's eye. You know, like the farther you get out, the weirder the animal gets. Like,
You know, fish eye.
Chinchilla eye. Tasmanian devil eye. You know, I thought it would go like that.
Tasmanian devil eye would be pretty fun.
I got to tell a dartboard story now.
Not many of those go around.
I have yet to hear one.
This will be my
entire
first.
Life.
Good. Johnny, this one's for you. So Johnny and I, the guests we've had multiple times here, Attack on Titan, best friend growing up, like we did everything together. We go to each other's houses often. And for one of the times he came over, we got a dart. My brother and I, we shared a room in the basement. We got a dartboard. My dad built it. And what he did, though, because we had, you know, nice white walls, is he built this big board behind the dartboard. So if you miss, you know, at least you hit the wood there. Okay. Me and Johnny were like, let's play some darts. And I threw mine, you know, probably a bullseye. And he...
Naturally.
He threw his and he missed everything and still hit the white wall. And I'm like, dude, what the heck? Come on. My dad built this so nobody would mess the wall.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious.
I wonder if he would even remember that.
Oh, I highly doubt he's forgotten. If you tell him, I bet he'll remember. When the next Attack on Titan, the finale comes on, we're gonna lead with that.
Yeah,
I'll find some way to transition it in.
Yep, do it. Good.
Just like a bullseye on a dartboard. Ben, didn't you have a dartboard story? Mm-hmm. I was about to say something, and then I had a realization. I was about to say, man, dads are so smart. Because my dad did the same thing. Actually, the board that y'all signed down here in the man cave, that's what he did. It's on the dartboard, and he built a big board. And dads are so smart. He hung it over the electrical panel. And not only does it function as, like, keeps it off the wall, but it covers the electrical panel. Brilliant. But then I realized, like, wait, we're dads. I don't feel like I'm as smart as my dad. Like, I don't feel like if I was putting a dartboard up for my children, I would think to build a big board. I would just put it up and be like, oh yeah, didn't my dad put, you know, there's all the holes in the walls. Yeah. Oh well. So when do you transition to that? When do you transition to getting dad smarts? Because I don't feel like I hit that point.
I think it depends on how much you care about money and maintenance.
Whenever 40 is that what I'm hearing?
I don't know. When I let my kids play like my old Xbox or the PlayStation 2, I'm like, you better be so careful with these controllers because I have no idea how much PlayStation 2 controllers cost these days. I don't want to have to buy a new one because you're wrapping it up too tightly and the cords are split. Like, I think it's just you care about not paying for things. So I'm sure your dad was like, I don't want to have some electrician have to come down here because my son threw a dart into it. So we just figured out to put something in front of it. That's my opinion. Yeah. So I'm there partially.
That still would have been cheap because that would have, my uncle's an electrician. It would have just been my uncle. He didn't want to call my uncle.
Well, not everybody's uncles are electricians. Just most of the people.
My other uncle's a washing machine expert. So he's an appliance expert. My other uncle owns a license plate agency. Well, actually, my aunt owns a license plate agency. You want me to keep going?
Any more uncles you got?
My one uncle gave us a lot of chicken advice because now we have chickens. Yeah.
He is a chicken, isn't he?
It's a low blow. Just because he has that one feather. They're common. Yeah. Just never going to let that go.
I almost couldn't even get that out.
Anyway, yes. We're back in Finna. It's past the middle of the season. We're in episodes 7 and 8. Actually, quite a bit happens in these episodes. Not going to lie.
A lot happens in the first episode.
Touche. Yeah. You're right. The first episode has a lot of action. The second episode has a lot of exposition, so nothing happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No comment.
But
let's just move on. Keep going.
Episode 7 is this whole, like, we got to get Finna back episode. That's basically what it is. And they succeed. They basically board the ship and take her back with a bunch of drama in between. But can we talk about how old is this dude in actuality that's in love with Finna's mom? Because that's what comes up in this. You remember, like, he's the one's like, I'm painting this picture and it's your mother. And she's like, that's my mom. He's like, yeah. And I really need to know why she left with you in tow. So she had Finna already and she left and he's in love with her. But then he gets all like weirdly romantic, but not. It's a little weird. That whole, like, I need, you know what I mean? Did y'all get those vibes? It was weird.
I feel like they've been kind of blatant about it. Like, not even, like, just vibes. Like, he has something for Helena.
And right, for Helena. But he was getting that way with Finna, is what I'm saying. So how old is he?
Well, didn't he say as a kid he looked up to Helena or something?
He's young. Okay, that's better. I can accept that a little more.
I don't know also if there's some kind of magic stuff going on here. They talk about curses. I can't tell you if this is the type of the show where there are actual curses and magic, or if it's just like in Vinland Saga. I'm trying to figure that out right now, too. If there's like these curses are actually happening, or it's just these people seeing things or whatever. But so I don't really know where it's going to go with that relationship.
Yeah,
is this going to get to some weird substitution thing? Because he's really worried about Fenna's well-being, like that she's unblemished, that she doesn't have any cuts on her.
Yeah.
When the boat gets rocked because the lady pirates are shooting at him, he like makes sure he catches her before she falls. He's like, so is it, she has to be some perfect specimen for a sacrifice to bring Helena back? Because at the end of episode 8, he's like, I'll see you soon, Helena. Does that mean he's going to die and meet her in the afterlife? Or is he going to try to bring
like
her back?
Too.
He did. Yeah. Perfect English.
See you soon, Helena.
Yeah. So I'm thinking it's going to go that direction. Now, whether, like you said, Ben, is it real? Or is it just some legend like the Fountain of Youth? Or, as they already talked about, El Dorado? Or, you know, is it going to be something like that where he expects there to be something, but there's not really going to be anything?
This is just like an Uncharted game.
Never played it.
You know, I haven't either. I've heard great things, though. I really liked, I know we've kind of already said this. Well, maybe we haven't, but I'll say it for me. I really liked episode 7.
It was good.
I thought really the good. Beginning was almost perfect. Like, just the way it started showing, it was solemn and it was rotating through the characters. And I was like, oh, this is good. And then Makaba, the character that I thought might be, and I still have high hopes for him, you know, that might be my favorite character of the show. And he had an awesome speech. There was some good action. Like, 7 was like, okay, all right. And then 8 wasn't bad. It just wasn't, I didn't feel like we kept the momentum going there.
It was a lot of talking. Yeah. During his speech, I don't know, a little bit of piano, a little bit of violin really goes a long way to get your emotions into it. They did great with that.
Mm-hmm.
If your lie in April's taught us anything, piano violin's a powerful combo.
Please don't talk about that show until you finish it, Chest.
Yeah, Chest.
I was just referencing.
Or Parasite for the piano. So good.
Or August Rush for the strings.
So how many episodes is this season?
I wasn't gonna break. It's 12 episodes, Ben.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we only have two sessions left of Finna. Four episodes, two podcast episodes. So there's a lot that still needs to happen. They have been progressing it pretty well.
But not necessarily. Do you guys think the pirate gals are dead?
I think... Oh, we're getting into predictions?
Well, I mean, like, that cannon, right. So, that cannon scene was pretty awesome. I liked seeing that. That was
right. Episode cool 7, they're like, hey, let's pull out the fortress breaker cannon. They're like, that's too powerful for the sea, sir. He's like, do it anyway. And they're like, okay, we'll do it anyway, sir.
Yeah, okay.
And they shoot the ship, and it literally demolishes the ship. And Pirate Queen has, you know, scandalous Pirate Queen. She has a cool, like, fires flaring up behind her and blurs her out. But it's also that, like, we didn't see the body sort of thing. So, you know, she's probably alive. So I think they're not dead. At least the Pirate Queen is not dead. Maybe a couple of her bigger henchmen. Not physically, just like in the show. She does have some pretty broad-shouldered henchmen, though.
Yeah, at least two.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be one of those moments of, like, they get all the way to the end, and it's about to wrap up. And then Pirate Queen shows up and tries to foil whatever plan Blonde Boy has going on out of, you know, like, I thought you loved me, and I'm going to screw up your plans. If she can't have revenge, he can't have it. He can't have what she wants. So I think she's going to show up at the end of the show.
I hope she doesn't. I like the way this would be a great way to go out. They were so cocky to, like, we're going to go get that girl and we'll show them what it's like to mess with these pirates. And then the military ship turns a little bit and it fires one shot and blows the entire ship away. I love that.
Oh, not even a fight. Just a literally one shot.
One shot. Even Yukimura is like, wow, they didn't hesitate. And now it's over. Like, as he's rolling up to the boat, like,
he does the math. He's like, well, they wouldn't have killed Finna. So I guess she's on that ship. And then she keeps rowing.
Mm-hmm.
And his horse. Sea chariot.
Those are real.
Touche.
So I didn't quite get your responses. Do you like that? If they are dead, is that good for you? Or would you rather it be that she shows up at the end with some of her hench ladies?
Ben, your response first.
Yeah, I will give my response first. So what I think is going to happen and what I want are different. So what I think is going to happen is, and I will use Mulan as my reference, is similar to how the Huns should have all died, a few survived. So similar to that, I think all of the pirates should have died, but I think a few will survive. But I do think, just because shows usually don't, like, it seems pretty early and pretty abrupt to kill them the way they did, but I think good for that show if they did. Like,
yeah,
that to me right gives the show some points if they're like, yeah, no, yeah, like you said, Cole, you're cocky, we just shot a ginormous bomb at you, you're all dead. And we move on. They're not the main villains anyways. So, like, right. I think that's a win for the show if they don't bring the pirate ladies back in. No offense to all you lady pirates.
Yeah, if you're a pirate lady that's listening, we have nothing against lady pirates, but these ones were very cocky. They had it coming. You just go watch the show. You'll agree. I'm sure you would have been way more respectful, way better in, you know, the whole nine yards.
I mean, I'm sure if Abel shot at you with his pistol and went by your ear, you'd be like, I think I should be done with this guy. You've got a good head on your shoulders, ladies, pirate ladies.
Keep it that way.
We're not talking about you guys.
Keep the head on your shoulders.
There you go.
No. Yeah.
Right.
Come on.
That's it.
That's not what we're doing.
That's it.
I agree with Ben. Excellent reference, by the way. Mulan's a great movie.
Thank you.
I agree. Unfortunately, my prediction from last time is going to hold. I'm going to keep it going. I think we give the show too much credit. And I hope it's that way, but I don't want to be disappointed, so I'm not going to expect it. I would love it if they actually did that. I think I agree with all of you. I'm not going to rehash it. I think you hit all the points. Like, applause all around. If they don't show up again, if the last episode rolls and they haven't shown up and the end credit scene rolls and they still haven't shown up,
top 10.
I'm going to be like, very close. So close to the top 10, it'll probably be the top 30. So, yeah. But no, it'll go up if that happens.
To be fair, even great, this is why I think it really gets some points. Even great shows would typically just bring people back.
So, oh, like, sure.
To me, it's not like we should really expect it at all, which I think for even more so, this show gets some mad points if they say, boom, done, they're out of here.
Episode 7. And to that point, I think the problem is it's not, it's been a good show. It's been way better than Jorin. It's been a good show. But it's not a great show. So that's the issue. It's like with a great show, if they do that, we're like, ah, of course you did that, sly dog, figured that was coming, and you just excuse it and you roll. Like Attack on Titan, Flock shows back up and you're like, ah, of course he did, and then they kill him and you kind of excuse it and you move on. But in this one, since it's not Attack on Titan, we're nitpicking it a little bit, and I think that's just a consequence of not being, you know, you should have shot for Attack on Titan, Finna. Sorry. What were you doing?
Yeah, you should have done something that's already out there.
Yeah, what were you doing? Just make a spinoff.
Everyone else is doing it. Why aren't you doing it?
Yeah. Make a spinoff, Finna. What are you doing? Attack on Finna.
Stop trying to be original.
Pirate Ladies Titans. Yeah. Pirate Titans.
Pirate Titans.
It's just pirates fighting the big giant titans as they swim across the sea. That's all this show is like that little bit of time where the titans are swimming across the sea and the pirates are trying to kill them. It wouldn't work.
It's a mini series, 3 episodes. Yep. Everybody dies in the first episode.
Yep. The wake of the Titans kicking, it just blows up all the ships. Hilarious. Yeah, so that's episode 7. It was the better of the 2 episodes, but the 8th episode was okay. You know, we have this tension amongst the crew is the main plot point here, and Finna wins over everybody. Again, this is where I see what Ben's issue is. Like, is there real magic? You know, they're accusing her. There's a group accusing her of being like a witch or from a witch's line. Is this real or is it imaginative? Because she has a very winsome personality, and so did her mom, and blah, blah. So we don't really know yet. What's his name? Long-haired dude. Second to
Shitan.
So Shitan's not quite on board with Finna, and he calls her a witch, not as an insult, but a fact. Probably meant as an insult too. But
yeah, well, that's because the old man kept like guy in charge on the island. He's the one who told him about it all, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Jiraiya.
Yep. Yep. Jeremiah told him everything and said, kill that lady if she bewitches everyone. And he says, how will I know? He says, "Well, you just know, sonny." That was the orders.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, you said that so confidently. Is that his name?
No, I okay. was referencing the voice actor. It's the one who does Jiraiya and Paul from Tekken.
Oh, okay. Oh, he does Paul too. Okay, nice.
So Paul told Shitan
yep.
to kill Fina
yeah.
if the crew gets won over by her. And they, of course, are like, we made our decisions ourselves, which was kind of a dumb argument. I'm not going to lie. Like, their defense of, like, we made all these decisions ourselves. If you're bewitched, you probably do think you make all your decisions yourself. I'm just going to point that out. That Shitan had some... He had the most ammo, because people that are bewitched probably don't think they're bewitched. You know what I mean? They're not sitting there thinking, well, I've just lost all free will, and I'm happy for it.
Yeah, but is there free will, or were we predestined?
It's a whole side conversation that they obviously aren't prepared for. They obviously are falling on the free will side. So they think there is free will. But Shitan doesn't. He thinks they're bewitched. But then they go up to the cliff, and he's there brooding, and she brings the dog. And we get some comic relief, supposed to be comic relief moments that wins him over. And oh, as I was watching... Both this moment and the next moment with the hand kiss, this was a perfect example for me. Spoils. Of, because you've been asking Ben specifically, like, why is this humor not working for you guys? And I can't speak for Cole, but with the hand kiss scene where Yukimaru pledges himself again, like, I'll never let go of your hand. And he kisses her hand. Again, pretty typical anime moment. He kisses her hands, very romantic. Actually, the shot of them with, like, they're off center and it's the sun. It was great. That cameraman was really doing a good mm-hmm. job. Props to the cameraman. That was a good job.
Yeah. Or but then, a woman.
Or a woman, yeah, or a woman. But then Yukimaru does the classic, like, it's cold up here. I'm embarrassed for what I've done. I'm going to turn around and leave. And Fina falls backwards, right? She like flops backwards. That, if that was the end of that scene, I would be like, oh, that's funny. Classic anime. For me, it was one too far where she's like blushing and she's like, oh, what happened? And then it leaves. Like, they just keep it go. They just keep the joke going a little too long. Does that make sense? That's for me how this show feels. It's like, let's do the classic joke and then let's just string it along a little too much. And then it just outstays its welcome for me.
I can see what you're saying there. Yep. Because I enjoyed it to the point that if she didn't fall over, if she was just standing there speechless, I think that would have been good. Because I like the realistic of it, the realness of it. Like
realism.
This romantic, in quotes, thing just happened. And then she doesn't react at all, almost. Like, there's no...
He just leaves.
There's no, like, loving embrace or what you would expect from a Hollywood production or anything. You know, like, what is the romantic scene look like? This is more real, where he's like, I did this thing. The girl didn't react. It's cold out here. I'm going to leave. And he does. So I enjoyed that. It's like, oh, this is kind of a realistic... I'd probably do the same thing if I didn't get the reception I thought I would get. And I just leave.
Yeah.
And then her standing there speechless would have been just fine. But yeah, you're right. They did kind of push it.
Yeah, they just push it a little too far. Like, even with Shitan, like, the rambling goes on like a long time before it ends. You know what I mean?
Like her rambling to him.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Right. I agree. That's actually the scene I thought of that was just like, the scene, the last time they interacted, there were some strong emotions. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of that scene was like done jokingly or like, and so I was just like, I don't like how quickly there was resolution and the way there was resolution. It takes away from, Johnny used the phrase, like, sometimes it just takes me out of the moment. For those times it does. And the last scene that you referenced too, they were doing great all the way through it. And then she faints, you know, and then you got this and that, and, you know.
Yeah. So when the whole show is built around comedy, you expect it to go way farther than it should. So Gintama is like that, like the show that we've referenced before. That show takes comedy and like amps it up to 22. And you're like, you expect it to be this. And then they go just way farther. You're like, oh, this is hilarious, because they're trying to be ridiculous. But then when someone's like trying to tell, basically just take me, you know, I try to tell a joke and then I just, it's dumb. And there you go.
It's just dumb. It's
just dumb, dumb, dumb.
Yeah. So they took. What I'm trying to say is, I wrote all the humor for this show, and that's why. I've been really hoping you guys would like it, and in true to form, it's been dumb. So. Yep. There's that one good joke, and you're like, "That's hilarious," 10 years ago. Adult smiles all around, but
yeah, still good.
Yeah, so yeah, this episode wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
They just did a lot of talking, a lot of rest time after a very exciting episode.
Yep. It's kind of like when you're playing a video game or D&D, I guess, and you do a awesome mission, and then you like have to inventory your stuff, and you're like sorting through what you've just done. And then you go on to the next mission. So like what this was. We got to take a pause. A little interlude in the action. Because then I bet the next episode will be full of action again.
Yeah, I'm pretty hopeful. I think as we've discussed on every show, or at least the recent ones, you can't judge like Spy X Family. I feel like we had multiple times like this. One bad episode is totally fine in the grand scheme of things, because you're looking at the whole story, but we're sitting here dissecting episode by episode. And this wasn't even a bad episode. It just wasn't like, so with the whole story before us, I think it'll be a good story once we've seen it all.
It was honestly probably an average episode for the show, which was good, but it came off of probably the best episode of the show is what's happening.
So far, yep.
Yeah, we had the best episode of the show, and we're like, whoa, this is cool. And then, like, if it had been 6 and 7 that we had watched, we would have ended on 7 and been like, oh, man, that's awesome. And then gone into 8, like, a week later and been like, oh, okay, you know, it might, that 7 is cooled in our brains. But because we watched 7 and then 8, we're like, oh, man, okay, they're talking. So it just kind of, like, cooled us down really quickly, and that wasn't what we're hoping for. So it's good. It's good. It's a good episode. We learned a lot. We learned stuff, and it sets us up for the end of the show, which is, you know, confrontation with Blondie Boy painting his fruit. And,
what's he going to do?
What's he going to do?
Is he going to eat the fruit? Is he going to keep painting it? Who knows?
Is he going to sword fight? Or do you think he'll just keep shooting people?
Oh, yeah. This is a pirate show. Surely he'll pull out a sword at some point.
I don't know. He's been doing a lot of pistol work.
Yeah. He's got that 3-chamber pistol. So.
Yeah, which I enjoyed in episode 7, where he just came out shooting. Like, he saw the threat in Yukimura, and he just shot him immediately. He didn't talk to him.
Nope.
Just blindsided shot.
And just shot him. Yep.
You know what? This show gets points for that, because villains, they love to dialogue.
He does.
He does not.
He just says, hey, don't hurt the girl. I told you not to hurt her.
Yeah.
And then he shoots, and then he shoots some more. Hey, turn the ship around. Oh. And then he shoots a big cannon. Like, he knows what he wants. He doesn't want to tell anybody else.
Not afraid to pull punches. You know what was interesting, though, now that you've said that? He has obviously not clued in anybody about Finna, because they assume she's just one of his like harem women. Yep. They're like, oh,
he's his guest.
Yeah. It's just one of his guests. Shoot her. And they're like, no, we can't do that. He'll be mad. He'll be mad. But they do start shooting. And then they get destroyed by the goblins. Oh, yeah. And she has that like flashback. She realizes that there was those soldiers on the ship when she was so young. Yeah, we got a lot of info in that episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The soldiers were the ones attacking their ship back in the day when she was tiny. That's what we realized in this episode.
The Blue Devils.
The Blue Devils.
Yeah. I guess since we went back to episode 7, that was a good rescue scene.
Yes. Yeah,
it was.
It was.
And the rescuer gets shot, and then he gets saved. It's a lot of good stuff.
Something I'm appreciating about the show is its bluntness when it comes to violence and action. And an example of that is, you know, the captain of the ship, not Abel, he like pulls a gun on whoever came in first. Was it, I forget, it was Yukimura or someone else. And then his gun gets shot out of his hand by the girl, and you would think that would be it. But then she just turns around and shoots him again immediately. Like,
yep.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was cool. I'm glad she just comes in blasting away.
Agreed.
And same with the twins. They just jumped on board and.
Yes.
Oh, they were going crazy.
It didn't last long. It wasn't a long thing. It was
because they're needed good.
Yeah.
They're good.
Great exactly episode. Right.
Great scene.
They do fighting well in this show. A lot better than some of the other shows that we've watched that involve what we thought would be cool fighting scenes and with different graphics, and it turns out that it's just kind of meh. Not specific to anyone.
Yeah, I can't think show of anything
involving changelings and lightsaber sukis.
Yep.
Well, we'll never know. Yeah. Well, any predictions as we wrap up this night's episode? I guess we've kind of woven some predictions in throughout here. What do you think is going to happen immediately next? That's my question.
You know, I think Kay's got to get involved very soon. I don't think Kay's going to be
up.
Right. I don't think he's going to be a final boss. That's Abel. So Abel's on his own ship. He doesn't have Fenna anymore. I think he's plotting for the next stage of his plan. So the immediate has to be probably Kane. Either Kay or the old, you know, Jiraiya, old man, Paul. They have to get involved and do some sort of discipline action.
I don't think Paul will get involved because he seems like the stay on the island type of person. So I think you're right. I'll jump on board with the Kay action. I think Kay is going to show up in the next two episodes. I'm not sure which one. I don't know if it'll be immediate. I want to say it's going to be more like a 10. I feel like his thing is going to take place all in one episode. So whether that's the next episode or episode 10, I'm going to say in the next two episodes, he's going to show up and it's going to all happen in one episode and be done. That's it. At whatever his conflict is. Now, if he joins them, if he goes back, we'll see what happens. But his conflict moment will be in this, encapsulated in one episode. That's my biggest specific prediction.
Well, you wrote the show, so.
Yeah. I just wrote the humor. Funny. Nothing funny about Kay. They wouldn't let me touch his character. Mm-mm. He's very nothing humorless.
Funny about Kay.
He was knocking them boys on their buttocks with that practice sword, and he said, "Pathetic." Nothing funny about that. Much like my jokes.
Yeah, pathetic.
I'm gonna recycle a prediction and say I think a main character is gonna die. One of our main heroes. I believe Colt, was your prediction Chitan when we all talked about?
Yes.
I will leave that. I think that's who it'll be. But I will guess my favorite character thus far, which is the Makaba. But I do think it's going to be, they're really setting up Chitan for like, he's not the main character, but he's in a spot where like you could get rid of him, continue the story, and it have a huge impact. So I'm basically
He's gotten a lot of airtime. A lot of airtime. That's a good prediction at this point in the game. Much better than Colb's from last time.
Yeah. What was I thinking?
This has been the funnest part of going through this show is getting into the predictions game. This is a good one because it's kind of a wild card show at this point. It's been doing some surprising things, but but it's fun to make those predictions because, you know, you never know.
All right, you don't know.
All right, here's a prediction. Do you think Pirate Lady is going to come back in the next two episodes? Just yes or no?
That sounds like a question, not a prediction.
Do you answer this question of a prediction of do you predict that Pirate Lady will come back in the next two episodes?
I was thinking the same exact thing, Cole, but you beat me to it.
Unfortunately, I think I'm going to go along with what you guys said earlier. I don't want it to happen, but we didn't see the body. And when they had that shot of her face, the fire went around her and hit like the boat, I forget the guy who steers the boat, what his name is, the bosun. He got burned up in the fire, but she did not. We didn't see it. So I think she's coming back.
But in the next two episodes?
No. Episode 11.
I'm with Colb, actually. Episode 11 as well.
Here's my answer. What is episode 10?
Okay. Our next podcast, we will have two of us that are correct and one of us that might be right.
That makes sense. So I guess I got a question for you that's outside of Finna, if you guys are done with Finna.
We are done with Finna. Thank you. Moving on. All right. What's your question?
I didn't mean to cut us off early, but... No. We haven't. This is more just I want to know. What are you guys watching any shows recently?
Yes.
Any animes right now?
I actually just finished one last night.
Okay. What are they, if you are?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, good question. That's great. Ben, you go first.
We haven't updated ourselves or the audience in a long time.
Yeah. It's been a minute. So I am currently watching Vinland Saga Season 2. I am in episode 13, which I believe is about halfway through. And after I'm done with that, I'm going to start Black Clover.
Ooh, okay.
It is another show that came up on, I Googled again, Naruto comparisons, not the character itself, but the show. And they said almost unashamedly so, Black Clover is very similar. So I'm like, where do I sign?
You know, so, yeah. I think you could talk to Gene about that. I think he watched a couple episodes of that.
Really,
I don't know if he kept going with it, though. But it's also one on my watch list, so I'm curious to know how you'll like it.
Yeah.
I was not watching anything much for the past week since we were in Dubuque. I was hanging out with friends of ours. But the other night, I did wrap up episode 13 of, I am not even going to try to pronounce the Japanese name because it's really long. It starts with a J, but Hell's Paradise.
Oh.
It's a new show put out by MAPPA. It got a lot of comparison, unfortunately, to Chainsaw Man because I think the kind of the like, the vibe of it was kind of the same, like we're gonna go crazy, we're gonna go fast, we're gonna go violent, like that sort of thing, but totally different stories. And it's by the same, it's by MAPPA. So I watched
MAPPA know-how.
every time. I watched the last episode of that last night at the hotel, and it was quite good. Ended quite well. Ended on a enough of an ending, but enough to keep me interested to see what happens in season two. It is a quite violent, it's a much more mature show, so I wouldn't recommend it to a child, by any means. Very interesting, a lot to do with like the Zen side of like Buddhism and different religious aspects of Japanese culture. And then I was watching this while waiting for you guys to jump on. I'm in the middle of episode 9 of season 2 of Demon Slayer. So pretty close to the end. Which is great. It's really good. I'm really loving it. And then I won't mention anything that I'm watching that would be part of like Kolb's big epic anime experiment. But I was looking where I was, and the next episode for me of Vinland Saga is episode 13. So I'm right behind you there now.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I watched last episode was episode 12 of season 2. And that's the main ones I'm watching. Now that I've finished Hell's Paradise, I'll be finishing up Demon Slayer, and then I'll probably jump back into Vinland Saga, finish up that, and get those done and out of the way, along with whatever we're watching for the podcast. I watch Fairy Tail. I will say this though. I'll watch Fairy Tail because I've been watching it in dubbed, so that's one that I've been watching alongside Kolb. And for Kolb's reference, I'm in the middle of episode 67. I had to pause the last episode I was watching, but I just wrapped up the whole big fight with Arashio and Sace, basically.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
That's what I've been watching. Fairy Tail for dubs, and then Hell's Paradise just finished, Vinland Saga and Demon Slayer. Yep.
Nice. You'll have to text me after you finish Demon Slayer.
I shall. But not Kolb.
What about you, Kolbster?
Yeah, I mean, other than the epic anime experiment, whatever. Monster, Jest. I'm slowly going one episode at a time with that one. I don't watch more than one a day. You know, I don't want to get
Netflix.
I don't want to get it.
I got to get another Netflix account.
I don't want to get affected by it. And I'm waiting for you. So there's that. It's slowed down a whole bunch, but it's still good. And then outside or going into the experiment, guys, I'm almost done with Naruto.
Wait, what?
I'm 6 episodes away from finishing Naruto.
Dang, son.
So
what?
So yeah. We need to do an episode on Naruto when you're done with those 6 episodes.
I feel like you guys knew this, but maybe you didn't. Oh, well, anyway. Yeah, 6 episodes.
I think
away.
I knew you were very close, but not 6 episodes for sure.
I didn't know you were that close. Wow.
So, Ben, get to watching if you want to remember.
There's no way.
You've got 2 days to watch like 100 episodes.
That's awesome, dude. I'm so excited to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, okay. Actually, this is good news to tell us, because Ben, what you can really prepare for is some questions, because you'll be running the Naruto episode whenever we do get one of those off the table. Yeah. So that's what you really should.
Well, yep. No, just because I haven't watched the episodes, and it helps to gear the questions to the material. But I can still get some goods.
You can do it. And then a shout out to a book series, manga. Kaiju number 8 is fantastic, Jess. I'm pretty sure you're caught up. I'm loving it, and I like a whole lot. And I can't wait.
Where
that
are
one.
You at? What chapter?
I don't do chapters. I do by volume, because I actually buy the books.
What volume have you read?
6.
Okay.
So right now I'm in volume 6. They're just fighting Kaiju number 9 for like the third time. And Kafka cannot transform into Kaiju number 8. That's where he's
I stopped reading for a bit, but I read all the way up to like chapter 62. So
yeah.
I have to...
I love that the main character, the main hero, is an old man of 32.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
He's so great. Both in personality and that. Yeah, it's really good. So
it's supposed to get a anime, I think. I think it's been optioned. Y'all know what that word means? Optioned.
Not in this context.
I didn't know what it meant until I had some film friends. Option just means that somebody has bought the rights to make it. So like a studio has been like, we'll take that in case it keeps going well. And then they're like, yeah, we'll make the anime.
Okay.
That's so true. I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere that somebody had like was like, yeah, we'll take dibs on this manga series. But there's no like production of it yet and all that stuff. So
okay. Speaking well, thanks of manga, for sharing. Though, thanks for sharing, boys. I'm happy to know where you're at now.
Yeah.
Well, now that you've shared that manga, you know what I am current on is Sakamoto Days.
I am not.
Mm.
I'm in volume 7.
So, Ben, I think you would really enjoy this if it becomes an anime. I really think that you would enjoy this. And it's supposed to become an anime. This one actually has more promise to become an anime. It is about a retired hitman who's like a pro, but now he's like super, super chubby and overweight, but he's still a pro. And he runs a convenience store, and he's promised his wife that he will not like kill anyone again, because it'll make their family, like, this is her argument. Like, she jumps off a building at some point and is like he jumps to save her. He's like, what the heck did you do that for? And she's like, would you have been sad if I died? And he's like, yeah, that's what happens to those families, the people you kill. And she's like, promise me you'll never kill anyone again. And so he can't kill anyone again. So he retires. But then obviously all this stuff happens that like bring him out of retirement. And he's trying to fight all these people without killing them. And it's good stuff.
Sounds good.
It's really good stuff. It's very funny too. It's a very funny read.
Yeah.
So I'm really waiting for this anime. Plus it's all fighting. So it's made for anime pretty much.
Nice.
Would you agree, Cole?
Yeah. Oh no. I'm surprised it's taking this long for them to make anything.
Yeah. It's been out for a while. Anyway, well, that's fun. It's a good little update.
Yeah. Thanks for asking, Cole.
Hey.
What a good question.
Thank you.
It's a little inappropriate that it wasn't tied to Finna, but I'll forgive it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I did abruptly end the Finna conversation pretty quickly.
No, we were done.
We're talking about something else.
It was totally done.
It was time. It was time.
It is time. Anybody?
Lion Anybody? King.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah. So yeah. Fast.
Rafiki. Yeah, come on.
Great. We're in a Lion King phase in my house. My daughter loves Lion King. So, and Paw Patrol. We watched the Paw Patrol movie sometimes back-to-back showings in our car on this drive back. Nice. It would end, and if I didn't change it in time to another movie or show, it would start playing, and I'm like, oh, what do you want next, honey? And she's like, not this one. I'm like, oh.
There's a new one coming out.
I know, September. We're really trying not to tell her, which is really easy for an almost 3-year-old, surprisingly. They're not very self-aware, so... They're not on like Threads or anything, so just dated myself there. A couple days. One day. It's a day old. Anyway. Any other questions before we wrap up here?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, if there's no other questions, we'll be back next week, everybody. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. And we'll be back with some more answers to our predictions on Finna here on Three Dads talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get 3 dads talking about anime. What do you get when 3 guys love anime? You get 3 dads talking about anime. What do you get when those 3 guys love
guys having, start having kids, children, dads, and so become fathers, and each have kids, separately. Went on to each play separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get 3 dads talking about anime. 3 dads talking about anime.